Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh,
you.
to me. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
Yeah. Just call the name Jesus.
That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. 'Cause that's where the power is. Heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil cannot get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control. Just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name. Compared to this.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. If you can hear me, please let me know. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name, Almighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Father God, we lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for the cross, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we receive all the benefits of the cross, oh God. Thank you for the redemptive power in the cross of the blood of Jesus. Where would we be? So, Jesus, we thank you for your ultimate sacrifice. And we bless you, Lord. We praise you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O Father God, forgive us of sins of omission and commission unto us. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, thank you, thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak this our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our dwelling places, our homes in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Issue every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. We soak the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cars, transportation, the blood of Jesus. Even as you move up and down through our wounds, the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood speak for us. Lord God, let the blood cleanse us, the blood of Jesus, from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father, we thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, O God, and a glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for our refreshing, a fresh thing, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, fresh oil, fresh anointing this morning, O God. This is a new day, a new morning. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for this new day. Hallelujah, we bless your name. So, Father God, we cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny, O God, in the name of Jesus. Anything the enemy has programmed into this day, Father, we uproot it and cancel it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And, Father God, only your plan and purposes for us will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to help us to walk by your spirit and not by flesh, O God. O Father God, we pray, O God, that you will heal those that are sick, O God. In the name of Jesus, heal us, heal our physical bodies, O God. In the name of Jesus, heal us emotionally. In the name of Jesus, those that are going through low periods in their life, depression, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, heal physically, spiritually, and emotionally, O God. Help us to forgive as you forgive us, O God. Help us to walk in your ways and do what is right, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for your abundant grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, abundant grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, your grace is sufficient for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. We cannot do it on our own. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. Breathe in our atmosphere. Holy Ghost, breathe, turn the atmosphere from the natural to the supernatural. Turn the prayer service from the natural to the supernatural. Turn the radio from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, let your presence go with, be with us 24/7, O God. In the name of Jesus, if your presence do not be with us, where can we go? O God, your presence. Father God, teach us how to trust and lean on you. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to put complete and total trust in you. Teach us, lead us, guide us, Father God. We cancel every negative word spoken against us, spoken against God's plans and purpose that concerns our lives. God's plans and purpose that concerns this ministry, we cancel every negative word in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purposes for our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the lily of the valley. We bless your name. You are the rose of Sharon. We bless your name, Almighty God, eternal rock of ages. I am that I am. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. We pray for increase on every side in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us grow in your wisdom, stature, and knowledge. In the name of Jesus, let us continue to hunger and thirst after your word, righteousness, and Lord, fill us up to an overflow, O God. Father, we cancel every evil, satanic dream. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose again only the purposes of Almighty God to prevail. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, keep us covered. Keep us under your blood, O God. Father, we thank you. You are the we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you that we abide under the shadow of your wings, O God. We thank you, Lord, that this morning you have sent your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us throughout this day in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you, each and every one that is here, O God, have the assignment of the angels, have the assignment to be with each and every one, O God. So, Father God, let your holy angels guide us and protect us and war on our behalf. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless your name, oh God. Holy Spirit, oh God, once again, breathe upon this atmosphere. And Holy Spirit, breathe in us. Receive the breath of the Holy Spirit in us, oh God, to refresh our spirit, to refresh our souls and our minds. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to all of those that are just joining us. Good morning. Jesus' name. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Genesis, Genesis 22, in the name of Jesus, Genesis 22. It's one of the famous things, excuse me, that we always, I guess I read it a lot, I don't know about you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Genesis 22. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that dwells in me. I behind the cross, all of you, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, let me not speak in the human wisdom, but in godly wisdom. Only one thus says the Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, let your word come forth as a two-edged sword, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we'll receive revelation and understanding of this word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And it came to pass, Genesis 22, starting from verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son, and cleft the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Hallelujah. And come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he struck the fire in his hands and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, My father, he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went, both of them went together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son. and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched over his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy oldest son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It shall be seen. The angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. That in blessing I will bless thee, in multiply I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of this earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Hallelujah. What I'm talking about this morning, God's divine instructions. Many times when God gave us instructions, we kind of do it halfway, or we don't. Sometimes we don't do it. Or if we do it, sometimes we don't do it exactly like he tells us to do it, and we second guess him. And God says, "Jump." We want to know why should we jump? We always want to know when God speaks to us. It's just like the little children or my grandchildren always, why I can't do this, why I can't do that. And sometimes even as we're growing up, our parents will not tell us why. They're protecting us, but they will not tell us why. And so sometimes you think they're mean, and they're because they're not letting you do those things that you want to do, not knowing they are protecting you. Hallelujah. So sometimes God will give us divine instructions because he wants to promote us in the spiritual realm. He wants to see our hearts. What is our heart towards God? Are we going to be obedient to him, or are we going to think about me, myself, and I? Sometimes God will do these things for us to see our heart. And sometimes as he sees your heart, you begin to see your heart too. Because you say, oh my God, I thought I wouldn't be able to do this. But every time we read this story, every time I read this story about Abraham personally, the Lord releases another revelation to me. And this morning he's talking about divine instruction, but one of the things he said to me, he said, Marco, look in Genesis 17. And so let's look at Genesis 17 when God changed that Abraham name from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. Hallelujah. He said, walk before me. He changed his name. His name was Abraham. He said, I will establish my covenant. And when you read it down, if you take time and look at Genesis 17, when I gave you this scripture, please don't take my word for it. Please go and read it. Because that's the problem in the body of Christ now. We just take what the pastor said instead of reading it, and so we can receive our own, to see what God is saying, so you can know the word. Abraham, when you look at Genesis 17, Abraham's name is changed. In verse 5, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, For thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations I have made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in the generations, for everlasting covenant shall be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. I will give unto thee and to thy seed. Okay, what I want you to know, this is time the circumcision, which is the sign of the covenant. If you read, I pray that you take time and read Genesis 17. If you start even from Genesis 12, you will see God always telling Abraham, I will bless you. I will bless your descendants. I will do it. God is telling Abraham, leave your parents' house. God says, Abraham is following after God. Hallelujah. This is, Abraham is 99. Yes, oh my God, changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And God releases the promise, and this time you got to do the circumcision, which is a sign of the promise when they had to cut themselves. So then God tells him in Genesis 22, go take your son. Go take your son. Do you see Abraham doubting God? No, he took Isaac. Because God has told Abraham, Isaac is the covenant. That's where everything will come through. So God says to Abraham, why don't you check the faith of Abraham? That faith. What faith do we have? If God says, where is our faith? Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said this year, in him the seed shall be blessed, I shall call his name Isaac. Isaac means the Lord will make you laugh. That's the name. Then all of a sudden, the same Lord that will make you laugh. Sometimes they don't take a rocket scientist to think about these things. My mom used to always tell me, think about it, Marco. You should come up and think about these things. And sometimes we don't think. We just listen to what everybody said instead of us using the brains that God gave us to think. Because you made in the image and likeness of God, you have that power in you to think. So think things to God giving you that. Don't let nobody take that away from you. Oh, you know, God has, every one of us have a measure of faith, wisdom. We have these things that God has imparted, even if it's at a beginning level. If you were thinking, if somebody tell you right now to go jump up the roof, when you go on the roof and jump, no, you will not jump. Because it won't make sense to you. If a friend said, go jump, let's try. Because you know you were, if you go up the roof and you are way above, you will not jump because you will be killing yourself. That it doesn't make sense. That's why you gotta, when you receive word from God, my brothers and sisters, you gotta, you let the word be in alignment with God's word. And then you just will say, amen, amen. No, you listen to people prophesy to you, and you just will be saying, amen. So as far as, and you're not paying attention, you just say, amen. Some people sleep in, they say, amen. They don't know if somebody cursing them. A blessing is amen, amen. You have to be very, very, very observant not to just receive these things of the prophetic words, but to listen carefully to the prophetic words. You don't have to say amen. You just, if you're not sure, do not say amen, because amen means I agree. That means you're coming into agreement. So God has already done these promises. We already told Abraham. Abraham left his father's house, his mother's house. Abraham had been walking with God all through his time. His name is Abram. There's so much Abram has seen. And then God changes his name from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. And then he does the sign of the circumcision. So when God telling him, you know why he takes his son? Because he trusts the word of God. God will not tell him. God wants to see how much he trusts. That's why they call Abraham the father of faith. If Everything's supposed to come through Isaac. Most importantly, Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. What seed do you think? How will God that's supposed to come and crush the head of the serpent? That seed is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ comes through that lineage. If you read Matthew, how will God tell Abraham to kill Isaac? And Abraham don't believe God because Jesus Christ is supposed to come through that line. You see, so that's why you have to think. So you see, Abraham trusts God, and he goes and takes Isaac. And he puts it nice to kill Isaac. And the angel stops him. Sometimes God wants to test our faith to see how far we go. We always say, oh, I love Jesus. I would do anything. But sometimes we say it, but we don't do it. We do things on condition. We don't fully do these things for God. You must always remember this, that God is a covenant-keeping God. What God says he will do, he will do. Covenant relationship with him. What you got to do, my sisters and brothers, believe and trust him. He's a covenant-keeping God. What he says he will do, regardless of what goes on around you, keep your focus on God. On this mount, it will be provided, Jehovah Jireh. But do we all, when God tells us to do sacrifices, it could be different ways. Sacrifice will be giving up your time. But can you imagine Jehovah Jireh? Sometimes we can't even reach the Jehovah Jireh the Lord will provide because we have so much doubt in the Lord. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Lean on him. Trust what he says he will do. Lean on his word and promises. Hallelujah. What is his word concerning your life? What is his word concerning your destiny? But if somebody come and shake your faith, then you will stop believing God instead on the word, what God says. So that means you don't have fear. You have faith. Remember David and Goliath. David said, I told Goliath, you uncircumcised beast and man. I can, as big as Goliath was, David knew about what it means to have a covenant relationship with the Lord. When you have a covenant relationship with God, he fulfills his covenant with you. He said, healing is the children's bread. If healing is the children's bread, but God, he said it. And guess what? It's in the covenant blessing because it belongs to you. You just have to have faith and believe. Do not look at the symptoms. Oh, I still got the pain. That means you have doubt. But have your faith and trust in what God says you will do. He will do, he will never leave you. If God says he will do something, take it. He will do it. You just have to have faith and trust. You follow his divine instruction. Follow his divine instruction. Stop making excuses in your mind. Stop making excuses in your thoughts. Oh, I don't think. No, follow his instruction. Read his Bible. Say, Lord, if you want me to do this, show me a way. Put God first in your life. Let him come first. Your children will come first. Your husband will come first. Your wife will come first. None of those people come first. None of them come first. None. None. Your mother will come first. Your father will come first. Your children, your grandchildren will come first. Your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, do not come first. It's God who comes first in your life. God. Because without God, there's nothing. You can't even breathe. You can't even walk. You can't do nothing without him. So you're supposed to be willing and obedient to follow what he says. Nobody can give you life except God. Nobody can heal you except God. The breath you breathe is his. Nobody has control over your life except God. So which one you will do? Which what will you do? You put your children first? You put your husband first, your wife first, your mother first, your father first, or will you put God? That's what it calls sacrifice, putting him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Are you going to put God first? Or are you going to look for excuses and excuses and excuses, but yet and still you want him to do all these things for you? For us, we all, and then when he said, do this, we're not going to do it, or we question him. We don't even question man like we question God. If the police officer say you do turn right and stand in front of your face, you will not turn right. Because you know you turn right, that officer got you. But yet and still God said, do turn right, you take it for granted. Look, trust in the Lord. Put your trust in him. Many times our problems come because we don't trust God. We don't trust him completely. Look at Job. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But look at what happened to Job in the end. God bless him. Exceedingly abundant. God will, let me tell you, if you want to get into this new season, every one of you, open the doors. He said, come up higher. The doors is open. Come. But you must be willing. Willing and obedient to come to that next season. Because there are times you will go through testing. Are you willing to go through it? Are you willing? If everybody tests pick up in different ways, different individuals, but remember, regardless of what kind of testing you go through, remember one thing. God is a covenant-keeping God. And he will fulfill his covenant with you. All he wants to see is your heart of obedience. Father, we thank you for this word. Your word says in Isaiah 190, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. And Father, I pray that each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord, that they have that hunger and thirst after you, after righteousness, that they want to do. They have that desire. Lord, I want to please you. I want to do what is right in your sight. Lord, not desire you for things, but desire you because they love you. Not desire you because they're afraid to go to hell, but desire you because they love you. Oh, God. So, Father God, I pray not only for all those here, including myself, I pray also for our children, grandchildren, our family members, oh, God. And we all will hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled. Oh, God, we thank you for the breath that we breathe. We thank you for our children. We thank you for everything that you've done for us in the name of Jesus. You are God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And, Father God, as we're obedient and willing, Lord, then the prophetic name of Isaac, oh, God, comes to pass. The Lord will make me laugh. And so, Father God, I pray laughter be the portion of everyone here this morning, oh God, as we follow and obey what thus says the Lord. And Father, help us to read your word, to study, not just to take it for granted, but take our time to read the scripture and study the scripture. Oh God, read it. And may the Holy Spirit open our eyes as we read it, to have an understanding and revelation of what thus says the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for your word is true. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. Oh God, bless each and every one of us Protect us, guide and protect us. Oh God, pour your fresh oil anointing upon us. Empower us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And Father God, even as we start this day with our fasting, those that are fasting with us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we pray for healing. In the name of Jesus, heal our spirit, souls, and body, O God. This month of March, let your healing anointing flow, O God. In the name of Jesus, make us whole, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Father God, I pray, Lord, that you anoint each and every one that is fasting this morning. In the name of Jesus, for today and tomorrow, O God, that you pour your anointing to empower everyone that's fasting, that they will fast, that we pray that not only will we pray for ourselves, but we pray for our family and friends. And so, Lord, we thank you for your healing. And those that are going through depression, healing, oh God. Those, oh Father God, come to us on healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for this fasting. We thank you that even as we read the Bible, you will open our eyes. And we cannot be healed without faith. Without faith is impossible. Please, God. So if you ask me prayer for healing for ourselves and for others, oh God. Father God, strengthen our faith, oh God. Increase our faith and trust in you. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You pray for healing this morning. We pray last week. For your friends this morning, this day, this week, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You yourself. What areas of your life that needs healing? Hallelujah. Some of us, we got several areas, but let the Holy Spirit reveal to you. It could be physical. It could be emotional. It could be is, but let's ask God to make you whole. Today and tomorrow, pray for yourself. If you can't, if you need to pray for yourself, you can't help nobody else. If you can't help yourself, pray for yourself. This day. And ask the Lord, Lord, is any sickness, anything in me, Lord? You don't need to go to the doctor first. You ask God to heal you. So to heal you of any sickness, any disease, anything hidden. You use the blood of Jesus for healing. You take your time and you pray for healing for yourself. If you be brokenhearted, somebody hurt you, you pray for healing because when you heal you, it's easier to forgive and forget. Hallelujah. So my sisters and brothers, we pray today for yourself, for healing, and then next week we pray for healing for our children. In the name of, please follow instructions. Lord, what area of my life needs to be healed? Follow instructions. Pray for yourself. So next week you pray for your children. Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. I will be on at 3 p.m., 2:30 to 2:30. I'll be on at 2:30, but the prayer would start at 3 p.m. So join us so we can break the fast and continue praying for yourself for healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.